Next, David gives his thoughts on the 2012 phenomenon.
The Mayan calendar designates eras, E-R-A, era. It does not designate the physical world, the measurement of time in eras. So there are a number of eras. So this particular era ends December 2012. So it's not the end of physical living. It's the end of a time era, which is really a mentalization of evolutionary time. And also, if we check that out using the technique we have described in multiple works and lectures, etc., on differentiating truth from falsehood, we get that humankind and life will not come to an end on that date. No, that's an era. Like we could say medieval times is from here to there. So it's the end of an era, but it's not the end of a physicality. I don't see the end of an era as disaster. Neither do I see it as an era being reborn. That's what it's been for thousands of years. I don't see any reason to change. Every day in history, the day before that was yesterday, and the day before that is tomorrow. And therefore, every day in history is the same as any other. What we're talking about is how the mind contextualizes things. We're not talking about some external independent reality. I don't foretell anything because I'm not a foreteller. We could ask the consciousness level of America right now is 407. Consciousness level of America right now is 407. I think that's extremely high because mankind overall is a little over 200. So it's a progressive country and calibrates very high. As far as foretelling the future, I have no intuitive predictions about it. But if you look at history and say the trends of history will likely continue, then you could project that things will get better and better with temporary setbacks, economic readjustments and all. And obviously, man's been at war 93% of recorded time. So I suppose some kind of a war will be necessitated somewhere along the way, too. And also, people build too much upon such a thing. They take it and then they create something greater than what it really is. I mean, it's a convenience. If you look at the history of science, you'll see that obviously more discoveries are inevitable. Every science faculty and company is constantly researching. So you know that some greater developments are going to arise out of science, that's for sure. So you pretty much have science and then the goodwill of mankind. So between science and the goodwill of mankind, the science and goodwill, that combination of science and goodwill, out of that combination, we got the cure for polio, the cure for tuberculosis, the cure for syphilis, all the diseases that everybody dreaded when I was an intern, typhoid, they don't even exist anymore. So the mechanism is science. So goodwill plus science, I think, is probably going to be responsible for the most of the good things coming up in the future. Man's intelligence, and of course his capacity to advance is increased by the computer generation and the computer. It increases the capacity for research a millionth fold, doesn't it? You can now do in seconds what would take a whole bunch of scholars a century to do. So the potentiality is higher than it ever was, in a way, for improvement in the conditions of life for mankind.